Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's wonderful to know the time we're living in, to know the Lord personally, to know the promised word for this day, to know the message of the hour, to be brought up to date in the kingdom of God. We all do realize that the return of Christ is drawing very near. We have a look to Israel, especially to Jerusalem, a look into the Arab world, Islamic world, and also to the things which are happening worldwide in the European community, in the uniting of all churches and all religions. And then, of course, we come to the main point about the bride church, to be ready for the moment when the bridegroom would come to take us home. And then we do realize that God has sent a messenger. Just before the second coming would take place, as it did at the first coming, John the Baptist was a promised prophet. God made history. God fulfilled what he said. So the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3, Malachi 3, verse 1. And now we are again in a prophetic generation, and God made the promise in the Old Testament by the same prophet Malachi, stating Elijah the prophet would come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord would be. Our Lord confirmed it in Matthew 17:11, in Mark chapter 9, verse 12. Truly, Elijah shall first come and restore all things. And then we came to know that Brother Branham was chosen as a special vessel, as a man sent from God already in 1933. He was told as John the Baptist forerun the first coming of Christ, you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. I wonder today how many know about this? How many know about the promised word of God for this day? And then my question is, there are so many activities in the religious world, even in the full gospel ranks, so many different denominations, charismatic personalities, world-renowned TV evangelists. Beloved, to be honest, I'm not interested in what any man, and let him be renowned and accepted by all the earth. I'm not interested to know what they are doing. I'm only interested in what God promised for this day and what God does according to his word in my time. I don't wish to be fooled. I wish to know the will of God according to the word of God. I'm not interested in any interpretation. I know God to be his own interpreter. First, he makes the promise, and the fulfillment of that promise is the actual interpretation. And therefore, as the time of the coming of Christ as bridegroom is approaching, we have to know that Matthew 25 is actually right now to be preached. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. We have to realize that all the virgins slept. They fell asleep. And the last message is the wake-up call. Get ready. Wake up. Don't turn to the other side and sleep on. Wake up. Get up. Clean your lamps. Fill the oil. Get ready, for the bridegroom cometh. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, we read, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, his bride, has made herself ready. Beloved, this is the purpose and the goal of the end time message. To give the last call. It's calling out time. It's the time to wake up. It's the time to believe what God promised. And just like it was in the days of Ezra, when all the Jews returned from the captivity, the temple was rebuilt in its old place, same foundation, same size, everything was done and restored and built as it was at the first time. So right now, the God of heaven has sent a prophet, a man with a divine commission, with a divine call, just like Moses had, like Elijah had, like John the Baptist had, like the Apostle Paul had. And therefore, the ministry of Brother Branham was directly connected to the plan of salvation. It's part of the promised word for this day. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. Truly, Elijah shall first come and restore all things. So it's the time of restoration. And beloved, please be not angry. I cannot stand the many interpretations and directions within the message of the hour. I cannot stand to see how the scripture, how the Bible is put aside, and how statements of Brother Branham are taken out of context, misunderstood, and then called a special revelation. I tell you today, I knew Brother Branham for 10 years. There was no man on earth who had the ministry this man had. Infallible. I'm a witness of that ministry. I knew Brother Branham in the meetings in Germany, in the USA. I was in his home. I drove with him in the same car. I know he was the promised prophet for this day. At the same time, I don't know of any brother on earth who stays true to the word of God this man of God preached. Everyone is searching for some specialities to come out with a special revelation. Please forget it forever and ever. If you don't find it in the scriptures, confirmed at least 2 or 3 times, then let me tell you, even Satan himself came to our Lord and said, it is written. And everybody can say, it is written in Matthew 28:19. And it is written. But if you don't go to Acts chapter 2, to Acts chapter 8, to Acts chapter 10, to Acts chapter 19, you don't even understand what the Lord said. You can say 100 times, it is written. You must go to the fulfillment, to the actual practice of what the Lord commissioned to do. Beloved, I do have a responsibility before God. I will never have a compromise, and I will never leave the word of God. I'm part of this word, and I want the whole bride church on the face of the earth, in every nation, in every tribe, to be part of the word of God for this day, and not to go for a single interpretation. The God of heaven bless you, and we would be honored to have the privilege to serve you in all the nations with English literature based on the word of God in the light that Brother Branham shared all the mysteries from Genesis to Revelation with us. The God of heaven bless you and be with you. We'd like to hear from you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.